What do you expect from people, really? Like, when you come onto their website, what are your expectations? What's rolling around inside of your big dome? In this episode, I want to talk with you about what the buyer today, a customer and a prospect, expect from a business in this new remote world. And I'll do it by talking with you about some data that Google just released.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey, what is up? What is up? All right, so I'm in the office and, you know, I'm kind of like the captain of this ship, right? And so I'm here every day. It's usually just me, myself, and I. But today, as I look out of my glass door into my office, I see that I've got about five or six people that are positioned in different places around the office, you know, socially distanced, COVIDian style, and they're working on a bunch of end of year things. But as I walk out my office and I slide my glass door, I got a barnyard glass door, it's pretty awesome. I slide this barnyard door open and I look down the hall and I see people that are working. And instantly in my brain, it's like, I feel as if I just woke up from a bad nightmare called 2020 and all my homies are here and everything's good again. I'm back in Kansas, right? I'm not in Kansas anymore, Toto, but I'm back in Kansas and everything's going great at Wirebuzz. And well, yes, such a dream. Look, we're working on our Secret Santa right now at the office. We did this remotely. Like, everybody's name went in. Sid, who works on the Toddcast, she set it up. What is up, Sid? And then we could all go on to this one page on this website that Sid set up and you enter in your company email address and boom, dun, 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 you meet your Secret Santa. Or maybe I should say you're the Secret Santa for somebody, right? Something like that. So I found out who my person was and my wife got hers because she also helps out here at the company. And so we went and got gifts this weekend and my wife and I went online to select an item. And let me see, I think I'll just go ahead and say it. We went and selected an item for somebody in the office. And no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to release it because I can see this person right now through my glass barnyard door and they're here and they listen to the Toddcast. So if they heard it before it aired, before Santa came to town to their home, I'd spoil the surprise. So let me do this in a way that's vague. So I placed an order online for my wife. By the way, my wife was like, yeah, let's just go to the store and let's make a purchase. And I was like, hey, why don't we just quickly, instead of having to run around town and put on our friggin' hazmat suits, why don't we just order online? So we had a beautiful husband-wife little tense moment trying to figure out how we were going to do it. My wife's old school. I'm new school. I want to go online. She wants to touch material, right? Makes sense. So we finally decided after doing research for about 15, 20 minutes, we found the item for this person and we love this person. So if you hear it in advance, just know we argued about you. And not about you, but about this damn gift, right? So after we placed the order, I was like, well, let's go pick it up. Oh no, they don't ship. At the last moment, they're like, we don't ship. You've got to come pick it up at the store. Don't come to the store. All right. We'll notify you when it's ready. Here's what the email says. Hi, Todd. We expect to have your online order ready in 5 to 15 business days. We do work ahead when we can, and we'll notify you when it's good to go. Don't arrive at the store until we notify you. It's basically stay away until we tell you to come here to come pick it up. Now, this is a normal store. This is a store that's been in our city for, I don't know, I've been here for 30 years. It's at least been there for 20 years. And who does business this way? 5 to 15 days when you're ordering something online and it's like clothing? It doesn't seem to make sense. It feels like I'm in a different world, right? So what did I do? Well, I did what you would do. The next day, I figure I'd give them 24 hours. I mean, this is BS, right? Like, who takes 5 to 15 days to source an order? Next day, I show up. I walk into the store and the dude looked at me and he's like, did you sign at the desk and get your temperature? I walked right by. I didn't even see the thing. I said, I'm just here to pick up my, and I know it says 5 to 15 days, but I got a Secret Santa thing. I got to bring it in order for the time. The dude's like, well, let me look around and see if you're, oh, here it is. It's already been packaged. It's ready to be picked up. Oh, but we're still waiting for another item. That item's going to come in 5 to 15 days. We'll email you when it's ready. First of all, you should know my email, crime scene. It's so bad in there that my assistant did a really nice job helping me filter things, which means it also filters things like Secret Santa gift to tell me when I'm supposed to go in 15 days to pick this thing up. By the way, 15 days from now is into January. So that doesn't help much, right? You get it. My expectations were not in alignment with the business that I went and serviced, right? And my wife's expectations of going also wouldn't have worked because we would have walked in and they'd been like, don't come here, order online. Like the whole collapse of the house of cards of how this business has been around for 20 years and, you know, God love them. Let's get them another 20 years, but they're not prepared for the world that we live in, right? Think with Google posted an article written by Stephanie Nerlich. She's the CEO of Havas Creative Network, North America. And she's sharing these global trends, these consumer research findings that they pulled together. I want you to hear some of this. So they surveyed a combination of 2,000 prosumers. A prosumer's like, you know, somebody who's buying something for a business. You're a pro while you're purchasing. You're a prosumer. That are early adopters who are forward thinking, that are influential, that are proactive in what they do and share. And mainstream consumers. So now I've got you two types of people. I've got prosumers that are doing it for a business and a consumer that's like an individual that's purchasing something like, you know, a hat or a cell phone for themselves, right? And these people that they surveyed were across the US, UK, France. And what they learned will help brands deliver meaningful customer experiences now and in this post-COVID world. Now, there's a lot of validity here in this article. I'll make sure that you can get access to it. It's a really easy place to go find it. It is featured on thinkwithgoogle.com in their consumer insights section. The title is Delivering Meaningful Consumer Experiences. Meaningful, like not like the one that I got when I went to my Secret Santa pickup, right? I just want to pick it up. I want to wrap it up. I want to deliver the gift. I want to check it off my box. And I want to go back to my life without having to slave over this place for 5 to 15 days as they try to get their act together, right? You have the same expectations. Now, remember that I've been telling you about expectations of a buyer today and what your business can learn from Netflix and how Netflix has created phenomenal results. And if you boil all the Netflix experience, because obviously they've already figured out how to capture your attention, you sit there on a couch that's got a butt divot because Netflix has figured how to hack into your attention and provide something that's valuable. This is a really important business tactic and not an indicator that people have short attention spans. Bad marketers blame their prospects and their customers for having a birth defect or a degenerative something like a short attention span. But great marketers learn who's commanding attention, what can they learn from them, and then apply to their business. So if you boil down Netflix and their wild success, you can bring it down into three core principles. Netflix information, this is number one, if you're writing along, like playing along in the Todd Hartley Home Edition, write down the first thing, number one, the information, your content, if you want to meet expectations for today's customers, needs to be personalized and relevant. I've been teaching you this in the Toddcast for many an episode now. Number one is personalized and relevant because when it is, you'll have a greater reason to lean in. And when you lean in because it's something you already care about, you'll sit there all damn day. Number two, it needs to be on demand. Why? Because you're not waiting 5 to 15 days to go pick something up. You're in the demand economy. You want it now. You expect it now. And when you get on this page, that's personalized and relevant. The information needs to be available when you're ready to go through the buying experience. So in the old world, your salespeople used to deliver this information. They were down in the trenches and you would have to wait for them to give you it. But now it's got to be on demand. That's number two thing you can learn from Netflix. And the number three thing is that information needs to be binge-worthy. So if you create content that's binge-worthy, people will go through it all in one sitting. Think of the butt divot in your couch from where you sit watching Netflix. On average, people spend 2 hours a day, Netflix customers, crushing Netflix information. You should be learning from that, applying it to your business. So this Google Insights article applies right on top of what I've been teaching you. They say that consumers expect every business today, and here are their big takeaways that businesses need. One, they need to catch up on consumer expectations. Dun, dun, dun. Number two, they need to humanize the experience and personalize it. That sounds familiar, right? Where have you heard that before? Number three, they need to rethink the time spent metrics. So what is that? That's like time spent on your site. You need to rethink that. You need to prioritize it. You need to make it binge-worthy so you can transfer the knowledge into people's heads. In this article, it says, going forward, brands will need to be ready to adapt a variety of in-store and online measures to cater to today's shoppers. The article says that as consumers shop more across digital platforms, they're confidently demanding an end-to-end experience that rises to their expectations. What is an end-to-end? It's binge-worthy. Bring them from the beginning to the end, right? Goes on to say, if your website is currently your primary storefront, prioritize the experience that people are going to have. And their study found that 78% of prosumers and 59% of consumers want to easily connect with a human, whether that's through chat or video interaction, even when there's no physical store. I want to just stop you right here for a second. When I go through the experience, and by the way, you should study yourself. You're going to be your best case study. You're on demand. Whenever you need to go through a marketing experience, you're your go-to. And when I go through an experience, I'm like, all right, quickly, if they have confusion on their page, which almost every company hasn't eliminated confusion, first thing I'm like, red flag, I need to talk to somebody right away. I want to interact with somebody like this article says through chat or some type of video interaction, especially when there's no physical store, especially in COVID, especially in this world where 82% of buyers pre-COVID said they didn't want to talk with a salesperson until they were ready to buy. But you still have to be, your company has to be available to answer questions. The article goes on to say, be mindful of additional fees, especially if your online store is the only available option. You see, today's consumers see maintaining digital storefronts as cheaper than brick and mortar. That's the expectation rolling around inside of our domes. And paying more for services feels backwards and penalizing. Because to us, our expectation is a digital platform, a digital storefront should be cheaper than brick and mortar, right? So be very cautious about applying additional fees to people. It's the friction of the experience that makes them not want to come back. They're much more likely to buy from a brand if they offer free returns. Are you any different? When asked, prosumers, 91% said they expect free returns. 84% of consumers expect free returns. What about free shipping? What are your expectations? 89% of prosumers expect free shipping. And when it comes to consumers, it's virtually the same. 85% of consumers expect free shipping. And what about delivery? 86% of prosumers expect free delivery, and 74% of consumers expect free delivery. Now, if you are saying to yourself, yeah, this is great, Todd, but that's really more of a B2C world, remove yourself from the expectation that you that I should be tailoring this to a B2B world. Why? Because you aren't in charge. Your salespeople aren't in charge. You know who's in charge? Your customer. And if your customer has expectations of being able to chat with somebody, being able to do a text chat or a video interaction, doesn't matter if you're B2B or B2C, that's your customer's expectation. No longer hide behind the, oh, well, that's B2C. That's BS, if you ask me. It's all about what your customer's needs, wants, and desires are, and meeting them, exceeding them, so you can win their deal. If you don't, they'll go somewhere else. The next thing is, if a human isn't available, well, what do you do? 62% of prosumers and 39% of consumers want real-time chat. Like, we want it. We want it now. We want it all. And even with an automated customer service, we want that if we don't get a human. They're also more likely to buy if they can find answers to their questions easily on the website. 89% of prosumers and 70% of consumers say they're likely to buy if they can find answers easily to their questions. Well, what does that mean? That means create an environment where it's easy for people to get answers and to go on their own journey, because you don't live in the old world anymore. They need to find it, have access to it, and it needs to be easy to find. Consumers no longer have tolerance for brands whose digital experiences are driven by cost or legacy technology. Legacy technology is basically outdated technology, right? So if you no longer have tolerance for those brands, think about the opening story about me doing the Secret Santa shopping, how my wife and I got into an argument, and we never argue over which would be easier, shopping online or going into the store. Survey says both sucked, right? Consumers no longer have tolerance for brands who the digital experience are driven by cost or outdated technology. They became accustomed to a user-centric champions and expect nothing less going forward. So what is personalization? Now, this Google article says personalization is knowing them, your prospect, beyond inserting their name into an email. That's outdated. It's removing friction from the experience based on their previous interactions with your brand. Let's talk about friction. Friction is the psychological irritation that exists as you're going through that buyer's experience. It's when you go onto a site and you're like, yeah, I want to look at hats, but you know that the hats are in gender, and you go down. And by the way, if you're like, there he goes again, talking B2C, it's the same thing. Just apply it to your B2B world. Let's go. As you're going through the material, you select men, and then you drop down and it's in accessories or headwear, right? And then you click on headwear. Clearly, you've identified to the website that you're a man or you're shopping for a man. And then you click on headwear, and what does it show you? Women's hats. What does that do inside? Irritation. We call that friction. It's a psychological irritation. It exists in many places in the shopping experience. For example, when you go in to purchase something, you have to type in your information. If you give somebody a form field that's unnecessary or additional, irritation exists. Friction. People leak out of the sales process every time they experience, or excuse me, whenever they experience unnecessary friction. It could also go through a page of long text. Friction. It could be a variety of things. And consumers no longer have tolerance for this. So you've got to be thinking about removing friction from the experience based on what your earlier interactions have been with that customer. Online, quote, they only want real-time human interaction, but one-to-one shopping advice. curated choices and helping making decisions. 73% of prosumers agreed. 56% of consumers said that. So if you're B2B, you should have real-time humans that can help guide and advise, help them curate choices, help the algorithm inside of your company, whatever you're selling, should be curating choices to helping that type of decision maker make the right type of buying decisions. Like, you know, when you go onto a site and they're like, okay, here's a perfect example. Let's say you're booking travel for your business. And then you should have that city, you select that city, and then you should have hotels available right there at the moment you're purchasing. So it's a seamless integration because you know that person's on a business trip because they check the box, business or personal. They select business. Then you could be providing them options that are business-centric. Like, all of this is part of the customer experience today. Just got a text message from my wife. She said, I love you. She must have, literally, just right now, I love you. I'm reading it upside down because I'm recording into my phone. And that she's made dinner already. Good girl, right? But it's funny because I was telling that story about us bickering. We never bicker. And so what else is going on here? Let me take you into this story a little bit deeper. Use consumer data to personalize future experiences as well. In the post-pandemic world, 56% of consumers and 47% of consumers want recommendations based on their past purchases. I mean, that's easy to do, and people don't have a tolerance for legacy technology. So if you're outdated, if you're like, yeah, well, we can't do that, up your game, dude. That's where the customer is going. I'm revealing to you their expectations. And if you can meet or exceed their expectations, you can sell to them going forward. The article goes on to say, and loyalty needs to be reciprocal. So what does that mean? Well, if they're loyal to you, they're expecting you to be loyal to them. Get it? 88% of prosumers and 75% of consumers want brands to reward their loyalty with special prices and promotions. You should be thinking about how you can reward these people that are in your tribe and bring them back for more. So how do you get to the point where you can meet your prospects' expectations? This is, could be your big takeaway. You should prioritize your business challenges. The next thing I want you to do is optimize your site speed by regularly checking your site to make sure that you're loading on mobile and on desktop at an optimal rate. Because if you aren't, that's a basic expectation that you should meet, you should exceed. And one of the best ways to do it is to go into Google and test my site. Google has created a tool. It'll evaluate your site. It'll show you where your website is performing at an optimal or suboptimal way. And then as a business leader, you can give that information with a timeline, a deadline to boost those results, give it to your developer so you can start pumping up the jam. And you can also use Page Speed Insights. Just Google Page Speed Insights into Google, and both tools will allow you to regularly check your site speed and know what you need to work on. Let me give you the third thing. You need to provide a seamless checkout experience. Literally. Like, if your checkout experience sucks, if it's like this one that I got that was like, we expect your online order ready in 5 to 15 days, that blows. You know it does. This is the manager of this store in Scottsdale, Arizona, who sent me this email. It's auto-generated. That's unacceptable in this world. It's got to be unacceptable for your business. So if customers are expecting something better, start providing a seamless checkout experience. 76% of smartphone users are more likely to purchase from companies whose mobile sites or apps allow them to make purchases quickly. What about your business? Do you? Can you? If it's possible. Now, maybe not just purchases, like my company could not do purchases on a mobile device, but that shouldn't be the dead end in the road on this discussion for me. I should look at this and say, 76% of smartphone users are more likely to purchase from a company whose mobile sites allow them to quickly make a purchase. Couldn't I just go, wow, 76% of smartphone users are more likely to do business with a company that their site is, or their app is optimized for that experience. I should be getting my site ready for prime time. And you should know that every business, every industry now has a majority, over 50% of people that are shopping, their customers are already shopping on mobile device. So mobile device is the primary device. It's not secondary. But a lot of marketers, when they go to redo their website, they start laying out wireframes and designs from a historical bias of desktop first. Don't do that, because a majority of people are already on mobile. And it doesn't matter what industry. I've seen the stats from Google. The smallest industry was like 55% of customers were on mobile when they went to their websites, or when they went to Google and searched that industry's topics. And the largest one was almost 80%. Oh, them times, they are a-changin'. And you need to, what does he say? Oh, congressmen, senators across the land. Oh, yeah. Don't stand in the doorway if you don't understand. So if you don't understand, who knew Todd was going to sing on this episode like Bob Dylan? If you don't understand and you're blocking the doorway from your team making those adjustments, get the hell out of the way. The majority of your customers are on mobile. Number four, and this is really, this is how do you get to the point where you can meet your customer expectations? I'm going to run you through number four. Leverage technology to alleviate customer support demands, right? So that might be chat, that might be telephone, that might be allowing people to jump onto some type of a video chat, that might be AI, like incorporating live person, which is an AI-driven chat functionality into your business. Interest to full disclosure, live person and their founder are Todd's clients. The next one, make your product offering and promotions relevant. Why? Well, we already learned this from Netflix. If your stuff isn't relevant and personalized, people won't care as much. What happens when people don't care as much? That's when the attention disorders click in. So just like Netflix, I'm going to reward your business with my attention and my time. I'm going to reward it with the user experience that works for me. You're going to reward me with the user experience. I'm going to reward you with time. It is a win-win. So you got to provide the info that meets our needs. And don't make me sift through a bunch of stuff that isn't relevant to me. Prioritize it based on what you already know. Maybe cookie me or allow me as I go through the site to go through journey pages that are hyper-relevant. You'll get much better results. This article states that 1 in 2, which is really, for all intents and purposes, 50% of U.S. consumers report that they're buying a majority of their items online. What about you? What does Christmas shopping look like for you? Are you going into stores? Because I know I'm not. I don't even want to go to this store where I did the Secret Santa thing. But I had to, because they dropped the ball because they didn't meet the basic expectations of today's customers. Let's get to the next one. Adapt your creative and your media campaign strategy. Adapt them to the needs of what customers are looking for today. The next one and the last one, be consistent across each of your channels. In this turbulent environment, this comes from the Google article, people are struggling to find information that they can trust, and they're going online to find it. Especially in this world where remote sales is the big dog of business now. And if you want to meet their expectations, all you have to do, if you want to win their business, meet their expectations. Big takeaway, catch up on consumer expectations. Humanize the experience so it's personalized and relevant. When you do that, people lean in, just like you lean in when an article or a website or a customer journey page or a video is hyper relevant to your needs. You lean in and you reward it with more attention. And I want you to think about the time spent metrics. Why? Because you need enough time to transfer the knowledge about your product, your service, or your solution. And it doesn't matter if you're in a B2B or B2C world. You need to rethink the amount of time in this remote world that people need to spend on your website making a smart buying decision. Because if you can do that, if you can meet their expectations, it's going to take more time transferring the knowledge. So there's a lot of, dare I say, smart marketers running around talking about keeping your video short, but you'll never in this remote world for a complex purchase, for a B2B purchase, you'll never be able to transfer the knowledge that that buyer needs to have about your product, your service, or your solution. If you're thinking of a 30-second video or a 60-second, you're going to tease somebody? What, you're going to give somebody 1 minute of information and expect them to buy? No, it needs to be an on-demand, binge-worthy experience. So remove yourself from the concept of short videos. Think about what you need and recognize that you look at data of how people look at video. Put a video on your website, people will spend twice as long on your website going through that page that has video on it. That's a win for your business, right? Rethink the amount of time they're going to spend on your site. They're researching. Transfer knowledge through video. You can only be the one to determine how long those videos should be because you know how long it takes in a face-to-face, non-COVID world to transfer the knowledge. It might be an hour. So instead of, oh my God, I can't give somebody an hour's worth of information. Yo, people don't have short attention spans. Your marketing stories, if you're worried about it, suck. Up your marketing story game, transfer the knowledge, and before you know it, people will be ready to buy at faster rates. Last point. When Wirebuzz started educating our prospects with video through our sales process, we took a 9-week sales cycle, which was what the world was like before we used video, which meant 7 meetings and 1,100 emails scheduling those meetings. And it took 9 weeks to close somebody. We started educating them through video, through our sales process. And what happened is they started buying in 1/3 of the amount of time. Rethink the way you transfer knowledge by meeting the expectations of today's buyer, and they will reward you with the green stuff that's inside their wallet. Boom. Now, if you're trying to figure out how to get yourself started in this new remote world, how to get your sales team and your marketing team rowing in the same direction using the tactics that close deals at faster rates that I've used for billion-dollar companies and aggressive startups, all you have to do is go to my website. I've got a gift. Yes, it's the season of giving, and I've got a big gift with a bow for you on my website. You can access 20 minutes of knowledge bombs where I'm teaching some of my best strategies on how to sell in this new remote world and close deals faster. And the place to access it is at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. I got 20 minutes there. Now, let me give you some back-end data. Vidyard has very similar data to me. 50% of people will go 100% through your videos. Bad marketers are like, well, that's not very good. I should create a shorter video and get 100% through. Good marketers are like, damn, I just got 50% of the people that started this video through it, and I transferred the knowledge. And now instead of them going through a 1 minute video, I've transferred as much knowledge as I could probably do in an hour meeting if I was face to face in 20 minutes. And now those people that watched it, 50% of them, are now sitting on second or third base, ready for a meeting to talk about how we can do that for their business. Wirebuzz.com/remote-sales is where it is going down for real. That is my gift to you. And I will do my job meeting your expectations, bringing the latest information in video marketing and how to be a remote sales superstar right here to the Video Marketing Mastery Podcast. Boom!